Sunny 101.9 WKQS. And I would suggest you get used to this voice joining us every now and again. As Elizabeth Peterson is back with the Ishpeming Nagani Chamber, executive director of said organization, because, well, you've been busy. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I have been busy. It's been a crazy, what, month and a half now? Yeah,
it's got to be at least 40 days or so since this all kicked off.
We did leave it on her last visit where we were talking about, she said that when the websites and everything get up, she'll be ready to come and talk to us. And I happened to be on the computer yesterday and it was like, look at that.
The website's up.
It is up.
So there it is.
Yes, GINCC.org. We just launched it this week. And I'm really excited about it. I think it turned out really well. I wanted it to be simple, easy to use. Not, you know, overwhelmingly busy and things like that. And I think it will serve a good purpose.
And like any other website, I'm sure there's going to be development and things added as we go along. What are some of the things that are on there right now that folks can expect?
Well, we have the community calendar that it's pretty bare right now, but we're going to be filling it up. And then we have our business directory that we are still working on. And we'll continue to help businesses expand their profiles. I've kind of put in like the skeleton information, hours, phone number, things like that. But then I'm going to be working with each business to show them how they can add pictures and, you know, description and services and all that kind of stuff. So it will continue to grow.
Well, you had a unique event earlier this week. It was the business before hours.
We did.
And I just casually, flippantly asked, so how'd that go? And the response was like, good. It's like, you shouldn't be surprised,
I know,
young lady.
You know what? I'm hoping eventually I won't be. When you don't do anything, you know, it's the first event. We've never held anything like that. We hosted it for the IBA. So I just, you know, you just don't know. And I sent out an email just a couple of days before. Didn't know if that was a great idea either, you know. And we had about 30 people come before, you know, on their way to work, stop in. It was great. It was that same good energy, positive. It was really nice to see.
It's all kind of the process, I'm sure, of getting this entire organization going. Those who are maybe not that familiar with it, what exactly is it? And then how can folks get involved?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce, you know, we just started a month and a half ago, reorganized after being gone for 10 years. So we're working to bring the business community in the Western or the West Side back together. And to get involved, you know, you can stop at the Ski Hall where my office is. We now have applications on our website, so you can always download those, which is another great service. And you can call me 486-1111.
Or maybe expect you to stop in because you have been pounding the pavement.
I have been. I work really hard. I try to spend at least a couple of full days just driving, visiting, talking, listening. You know, it's amazing how many people just enjoy, you know, a conversation, and it's great.
Real quick, the website again is
GINCC.org.
You've actually got an event coming up we want to let folks know about, but interestingly enough, it's actually happening in Alger County.
It is.
Now, okay, this one of these networking opportunities we were talking about?
You know, yeah, and ever since I took the new position, the Alger County Chamber of Commerce, they've been really supportive and just a great resource. And then when the Alger Parks and Recreation called me, I thought, why not help support this and promote this, because it is a great event. And, you know, I just think people from Munising travel to Marquette all the time for our events and, you know, the things in Marquette County. And so why not?
Fair is fair.
Yeah, let's go to Munising for an afternoon.
This is a cool one, and it has to do actually with a national tie-in. So go right ahead and let them know what's going on.
Okay, well, they're having a Biggest Loser event. The Alger County Parks and Rec every year, they really work with their residents to promote fitness and health. And so this year, to kind of kick all of that off, they're bringing season 7 winner of The Biggest Loser, Helen Phillips, to Munising to help inspire and just educate and motivate people. It's a perfect time of the year for it.
Yeah, that's about as true a statement as you can get here. Now, this event is happening where and when, and what do folks need to know?
Okay, November 13th. From 1:30 to 5 is when she will be around. Mather Auditorium, which is right on Elm Avenue, right downtown. $10 per person. They're, you know, encouraging people to get the tickets early. You can get them here in Marquette at the Subways. They're selling them. Or you can also call the Alger Parks and Rec. And I believe that you will be able to buy them at the door, too. But there is limited seating, so they're hoping people will get them early. But basically, she's going to tell her story. She lost 54% of her body weight.
It says here the secrets of the Biggest Loser.
Ooh. Mm.
She lost 140 pounds.
140 pounds.
This is tied to Michigan, too, I think, this one in particular.
Yeah, she's from downstate.
Yeah.
And what she does now, after the show, she works with the schools down there, and she's helping them revamp their lunch menu, and she's really into nutrition. She left her job. I think she worked at a bank or something before the show. She just completely left it and is just focused completely on nutrition and health. And something that I did want to say is, you know, she's obviously going to be talking about weight loss and health, but those types of, you know, that speech, it's really like life lessons.
Right.
You know, so I think even if maybe you're not like real encouraged by that, I mean, what she's going to say, I just know, will motivate people all around in all different avenues of their life.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I've heard people in similar situations give talks and the whole bit, and it can benefit you as far as your health and body are concerned, but it can also help you with your business, with your family, with your
family.
I mean, it's one of these life lessons sort of approaches.
Exactly. Because I think it teaches you about yourself. When you start to be, you know, dedicate and you start to focus on something and you learn that you can do this, you know, and you can push yourself and you can not give up, and it overflows into all parts of your life.
It does say from 1:30 to 5, so it's more than just going to be a quick speech and someone's gone. It looks like there's going to be a little bit more to it. So.
Yeah. And they're going to have, I mean, they're going to have raffle prizes, the door prizes, and then all of the businesses, I mean, they'll have healthy hors d'oeuvres there too, but all of the businesses are also using the tickets after the event and giving people discounts. So they're inviting people to not just come for Helen Phillips, but to also kind of explore Munising and check it out. So nice way to get a good deal.
And so you are actually emceeing the event?
I am host.
You're host.
I'm not 100% sure on exactly what that means yet, but
you will do the things that she says that you have to do.
Exactly.
Right. So you'll be the one.
Hey,
that
Elizabeth,
she'll say,
you're going to do this.
Okay,
now.
You're doing this now. So that'll be 50 of those, and then do 200 of those, and then
listen
you know.
To you. So again, a very interesting opportunity again to meet the winner of season 7, the Biggest Loser, Helen Phillips. 54% of her body weight?
54%. Amazing.
That's sick. I mean, in a good way.
Well.
That's amazing.
Well.
And you can hear her story and a lot more. Again, the times and, most importantly, the date and where are we doing this?
Saturday, November 13th, right downtown Munising, 1:30 to 5, Mather Auditorium, $10 a person. Get your tickets at the Subways here in Marquette. Otherwise, you can call Elder Parks and Rec, and I'll give that number. It's 387-5636. They have information online as well. But
can we hold on to that so we can make sure we get it in our stuff to keep
absolutely.
Telling folks about it next week? Cool.
Yes,
very, very
love
cool.
That.
What else is coming up here for you as far as your little adventure here in the Ishpeming-Negaunee Chamber? Just kind of more of the just lining folks up?
Or? I mean, really, yeah. It's getting that website launched is great. I'm really excited that that's over with, because that's a lot of staring at the computer screen, writing, you know. And
just ask the blogmaster over here. Yeah. I'll tell you.
It's kind of, it's, your eyes, right?
Start to play tricks after a while, yeah.
Like, so I'm excited to kind of get back out and start talking with people again. And they're doing the big ladies' night out coming up. So that'll be fun. They're doing a punch card this year. So people will pick up a punch card, and every time they go to business, they, you know, punch, get a hole. And then we're going to actually do the drawing. The chamber's going to do the drawing, the Friday, and give away the prizes. So I'm excited for that.
Well, don't be a stranger, young lady. You know that
you
got something going on. Let us know what's happening. So
yes.
Website and phone numbers again?
Yes, ginc.org. And then my phone number, 486-1111.
All right, I'm going to let you and the Director of Creative Services get back to school here this morning.
Yeah, time for school.
All right, great to see Elizabeth Peterson
nice
again with
you.
Us here today. We're going to hold on to that information and remind you about what's going on in Munising. That's a week from tomorrow, November the 13th, again at the Mather Auditorium. So hold on, a lot more to get to here this morning. News on the way as well. It's Sunny 101.9.